Welcome to Bon Jovi Discussions. I have my buddy Matt, who is a regular on this podcast. People that are watching on YouTube, you probably don't recognize him because he trimmed his beard down. That's probably why you don't recognize him.
It's me, Jerry. It's me.
How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, good, man. I'm good, man. It's a busy week in Jovi Land, so we're just gonna hop right into things. There's it's kind of a busy week in Jovi Land. First off, and I got it early. This week is the release of the reissue of the 2010 Greatest Hits on vinyl. I think you and I did an episode actually about the vinyls, didn't
Yeah,
we?
the release
Yeah.
on the website. Yep.
Yeah. And obviously there's various editions out there. There's HMV edition, there's a Barnes and Noble edition. They're actually the same. HMV is exclusive. Exclusively in the UK. So if you're not in the UK and can't get that edition, you can get it on Barnes and Noble. There's also a Target edition, Walmart edition, Amazon edition. There's a special gold splattered on the band's website, and then there's the standard black vinyl. Obviously, the fan in me had to get them all, so I got them. And today I got it early. I got the vinyl. And for
Nice.
those that are watching on YouTube, I will. Well, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but yeah, the vinyl is here. It's awesome. They really did a good job on the artwork. I won't get too much into this, but it's just the standard edition. So all the diehards like us, we love the deluxe edition that has the bonus disc.
That's what I was going to ask. Does it have the track listing on the back of it?
Yeah, so it's just the standard. First disc, it has Lunar Prayer, Bad Name, It's My Life, Have a Nice Day, Wanted, Bad Medicine, We Weren't Born to Follow, I'll Be There for You, Born to Be My Baby, Blaze of Glory, Who Says You Can't Go Home, Lay Your Hands on Me, which I think is the cut version again, which is a crime. Always Runaway, and then What Do You Got? No Apologies. Obviously, What Do You Got? No Apologies were new songs to celebrate, this greatest hits back in 2010. Since it's a greatest hit, I wish they were just kind of throwing in a couple other hits on this, but it's whatever. It's still cool. I love the back. I love that band photo, so that's pretty cool. And then there's a lot of cool artwork, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody that likes to be surprised. But yeah, I got mine today. Absolutely love it. And yeah, so that's the first part. Did you order yours?
No, I haven't, man. I wanted to order the one off the band's website, but I haven't pulled the trigger on any of them just yet.
Yeah, but you have plenty of time.
Yeah.
And then the next order of news is last night we obviously saw that John, we haven't seen the band in the video or yeah or any of the shoots. But last night John was filming for The People's House with War and Treaty, which is a new single. There's the People's House on the Forever album. But then John did a remix, not I don't know if remix is the right word, but a new version with War and Treaty. And so it looks like John and War and Treaty, they did a video last night at the, I think it's the Pantheon in Nashville. I don't know how you
Pan
pronounce
Pantheon, right?
it. Pantheon, there it is. And then on a bridge. And let's do a quick side note because there's nothing's been confirmed. But there's been several news articles that posted today that during the music video shoot, there was a lady on a bridge ready to jump and commit suicide, unfortunately. And people were coming to help her. And then John came over and I guess talked her down. And I thought that was just awesome. He stopped what he was doing with the music and just came over and helped this lady. I mean, can you imagine, having Jon Bon Jovi t talking you down?
Yeah, I mean
No.
it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Right place at the right time, and
Yeah.
it makes you wonder. Like, I'm sure she knows, but it's like, does she even know who is talking to her? I mean, so that's
That
pretty cool.
that's true.
And I read the same article, so
Yeah.
that's a cool story.
And no matter who it is, it's amazing that anyone would take time to stop someone from doing that and to talking them down. And
Absolutely.
I hope that she's a lot better now and, safe. And so yeah, so they did part of the music video on the bridge, and they did part of the music video at the, say it again.
Pantheon.
Yeah, there's gonna be a quiz at the end of this. And so it looks pretty cool, you know. And so when we were starting to see these photos, we're like, I wonder which video, because John did say a few months ago that they did a music video for We Made It Look Easy. We never got it.
I
So
forgot about that.
yeah, because that was filmed in New Jersey. You know, I think that was like early June, because I remember at the New York City listening party, John did say that they filmed a We Made It Look Easy, and that was going to be probably the next thing. He did say probably, so I give, you know, credit on that. Never got it. So maybe down the road we'll get it. But you know, maybe just this People's House kind of took, you know, the lead on, you know, the next single. So I'm looking forward to the music video. There's no, like I said, who knows if the band was there. Obviously, David and Hugh were in Nashville at the same time, but I know the other guys weren't. So likely it's probably just John and Warren Treaty. Yeah, no release date yet for the video. You know, once a music video is filmed, it usually takes a few, 2 3 weeks for the video to come out. So we'll probably get it here in the next couple of weeks. I'm guessing, that's just a wild guess. Anything you want to say on that?
Nothing other, well, a couple things. I thought it was cool that they were doing like a, yeah, like a re-release. I didn't expect that. Didn't see it
Yeah.
coming. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Jerry, your memory's way better than mine, but didn't they perform with Bon Jovi on like the This House Is Not For Sale tour? Like they didn't they open like for Bon Jovi there in Nashville or somewhere else? You know what, John would always do the things where he'll let, you know, up and
Yeah.
comers open up for the band. And I swear I thought they were one of the ones that had opened up for Bon Jovi.
I think so, because I've had other people ask this or say the same thing, and I think they did. I think that's how John got acclimated to him. And you know, just like I on another podcast episode I just did with another friend, Anika, we had talked about how it's very gospel sounding, this new
Yep.
version. And I think that's what this song is intended for. It's like a church choir gospel sounding song. And I think that's what this song needed with Warren Treaty. And it kind of gave that boost. So yeah, I'm excited for the video. I'm excited to see how it turned out. John looked like he was having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the next order of business is the this is gonna be the fun part, because I have a lot of excitement.
Yeah, I was thinking the best part. Come on.
And that's why it's last, buddy. So last night, John Bon Jovi, David Bryan, Hugh McDonald was at JBJ's Nash in Nashville. You know, when I saw the video shoot and stuff, I was like, I wonder if he's gonna pop in to Nashville, because you know, Matt's there, David was there 2 days ago, and Hugh and David, they both have places in Nashville. So I was like, ooh, I wonder if. But then I saw that David wasn't in the video, so I'm like, maybe he's not there anymore. But anyway, so long story short, they were all there, and so I want to find the band's name, because I want to give them credit. Hand Over Face is the band, and so they were playing, and I was watching it. And so you and I, we went to JBJ's Nash back in June, and too bad it wasn't then. But
Oh.
so you know the stage layout, obviously. So anyone that hasn't been to JBJ's or doesn't know the layout, it's a very small stage, but there's like five levels of the stage. So you know, like on one, it's basically five stages on top of each other. So on the very top, you have a drum set. Second, you could put like a bass player, guitar player. Third, you could put keys and another guitar player. Fourth, you could put the singer and so forth. So it's very tiny. You can't fit a whole band on just one platform. So it's basically like a stage wrapped around stairs, and it keeps going with the stairs, if that makes sense. And so this band was playing, they were playing Bad Medicine. And you know, the video that I saw, so everyone that's watching this, you could watch clips on my Twitter, Jerry Braden 92, or you can just go to YouTube and just search, you know, John Bon Jovi Nashville, September 2024. You'll find it. Full shows up on there. And, you know, to get, you know, and there's like the one video that I'm referring to, because I know people will want to try to find it. The username is DUCHESSNLA. They have it. And so The people in the front, they must have saw John or something prior to this band performing because they their camera, what did you watch the same video?
I did, yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Yep.
So they're not even filming the because the band Hand Over Face, they were playing Bad Medicine. They played the first few verses, the choruses, and I think right around the solo, they're during the entire song, the front row is filming the very top. And you could see John in the distance, you could see David, you could see Matt. And I didn't see Hugh yet. And all of a sudden, I think it was right after the solo, you see, was it David or John that came down? No, John. John came down first, right?
I was thinking David came down first and then John came right behind him, but I
Oh,
know they
that's right.
were.
You're right. Yeah. And then just judging, I don't think the band was expecting it. Because you watch the female singer and she's singing and John's kind of singing along and she's like looking around and then John pops up behind her, taps her on the shoulder and she's like, John Bon Jovi. The other singer, he's like, welcome to the stage, John Bon Jovi from your cowboy from New Jersey. And just awesome. Before we get into all the songs, I just want to say a couple of things, and I know that you're going to probably say the same, and I'm going to give you a chance here. I just loved, we've obviously we know that John has had vocal problems the last few years and hasn't really had a stage presence in the last few years, rightfully so. He's working at it every day. He will always, I've said this a million times, I'll continue to say it, he will always be my favorite singer. I will always support him. And
Absolutely.
if they announce a tour tomorrow, I'm buying tickets to various shows. Okay. What I loved about the show last night was I thought he sounded fantastic. I really did. And on top of that, he just seemed confident, excited, happy to be there, And I thought that was just awesome,
Yeah, dude, I completely agree with you. John did look excited to be on stage, but I think, more importantly for us, he did. He sounded so much better, I thought, than he did the last performance there, which was a good sign.
Yeah, it's improvement.
Shows that he's progressing, and I, all that set aside, I mean, we obviously want John to come back for our own benefit because we want to go see him perform live. There's nothing like being at a Bon Jovi show, and I'm right there with you. That band will always be my favorite band, no matter what, forever. But I'm happy for John that he has the confidence to get back up there. It's got to weigh on you, as an individual, even as popular as what he is. He's still human. He has the same thoughts that you and I have, and I think it's done him some good to be on stage. And I'm happy to see him on stage, and I second what you say. I mean, I thought he sounded phenomenal.
Yeah,
He really did.
I think this is kind of him dipping his toes in the water. Just obviously, he said that he practices every day. He takes vocal lessons or practice, and so he works at it every single day. And obviously, we don't get to hear that. And so I think just him having a chance to get out there and sing a little bit and get in front of a crowd, because he misses the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
That's been like been his big thing was being in front of a crowd and just being able to play music. And I think it's kind of hurt him the last few years that he hasn't been able to do that. And I think that's another reason why we saw him so happy and so excited last night, because he's just happy to be there,
Well, let's be honest. I mean, based on the documentary, he honestly didn't know if he would ever be able to sing ever again, So the fact that, although we look at it maybe as baby steps, because we're in an instant gratification world. We want everything overnight. But I think the fact that he's able to get out on stage, even if it's in front of a small group at this point, I think it's good for him.
And so then David's obviously he's on the keys, and then Hugh came down. Until I watched the video, I wasn't sure if that was Hugh or not. I was like 99% sure, because I saw the
You could tell because,
I was pretty 100% sure, I guess, that
yeah,
was Hugh.
well, it definitely had his silhouette, but you couldn't really tell because he's wearing a hat. So, but then I went back and rewatched the video, and you could see John point him out. So you knew at that point.
And so obviously, Tico wasn't there, Phil wasn't there, Shanks wasn't there. I think that's the whole, and Everett, Everett wasn't there. But so it was good. They obviously just played with the band. And what I loved about it too, like I said, I think it was such a surprise for the band. I don't think they were expecting John to be there, because between each song, John was like, "Do you know Bad Name? Do you know Who Says? Do you know?" So before we get into, so the set list was Bad Medicine, Bad Name, Who Says, It's My Life, and This Ain't a Love Song, which I got a lot to say on that one. But in between each song, he would say, "Hey, do you guys know this song?" And they go, "Yeah, we know that song." And so, like, that shows you how good of a band that they are as musicians. They know how to play those songs like that, especially if they weren't expecting John to be there. And so, Bad Medicine came. That was, obviously we kind of saw the tail end of Bad Medicine with John and David and Hugh performing, because the band and themselves played it pretty much. And then Bad Name, and John was really interacting with the band during that song, and happy, doing his motions, and that we're so used to seeing and stuff. What did you think of Bad Medicine or Bad Name so far?
I thought Bad Name sounded better than Bad Medicine, but a lot of that was just the fact that when Bad Medicine started, John wasn't even on the stage yet. He kind of came in, it was definitely, like you said, to kind of caught him off guard a little bit. But then, Bad Name I thought sounded really, really good. Sure.
And I don't know if I said this earlier, and I want to say this just to say it. The band did a phenomenal, hand over face. They were phenomenal. I'd love to check out their work and stuff, so I'm gonna try to do that.
The guy that was the lead singer had a phenomenal voice.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's two, the female singer, and then the other, I think the lead guitar player, he was also singing, because he sang This Ain't a Love Song in a different language. I think it was Spanish, I
Well,
think.
that okay. Gotcha.
I don't know what language it was, respectfully. And then so after that they did Who Says. So kind of watching the show, I'm like, okay, it's a basic, I say this as a diehard. Obviously I'd be happy to be there and stuff. And I was like, okay, this is a basic, Bad Medicine, okay, Bad Name, okay, Who Says, okay. Like I said, I'd be excited, but it's like the standard set list that we always see, at these special surprises. Who Says was great. It's My Life, I was really, that beside This Ain't a Love Song, I was really, It's My Life really demonstrated how great John vocally sounded, and the confidence that he had. I mean, he was hitting notes for in that song that he hasn't hit in a while, and I just sat there watching that whole video, just proud of him. And I was like, that's my favorite singer. And I thought it was really good. And for anyone that's wondering, it was the full on electric 2000 version, not the this stuff feels right version. So that what did you think of that one?
I agree with you. I would say It's My Life probably sounded the best of all the songs that they performed that night. Just my opinion. I mean, it was, not to beat a dead horse here, but I was just so happy to see him on stage,
That's all that mattered to me. And then the last song, the next, so it seems, so after It's My Life, it seemed like David, John, and Hugh were leaving, and I somehow, some way, I don't know if it was the band or what, but they said, this ain't a love song, which we haven't seen John or the band perform that song. I'd like to say 2011, but it might have been 2013 that they played that. Definitely not on this house tour. And obviously not on the 22 tour. So either 2011, 2013 was the last time that, 2013, because I think I saw it in New Jersey, I think. Regardless, that's the time period. And so, like, I posted that video this morning, and I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe he sung This Ain't a Love Song. So he didn't sing the whole song. He let the other male lead singer of this band sing it, and respectfully, I think it was Spanish. And I thought it was, and obviously we know that John had sung, Bed of Roses and This Ain't a Love Song and Always in German or Spanish or something like that. And I'm trying to remember the parts that John sang, but John sang for a little. Oh, I gotta back up here. So, like I said, John, David, and Hugh were all going up back up the stairs to leave, and somehow they started this love song. John came, they all came back. I think Hugh actually did leave though, and John and David stayed on the stage. And then John sang a verse, I think the second or third verse he sang. He sang for like a minute and a half while the other lead singer did the rest of it. And I thought it was incredible. Obviously it's not the the way that he would normally sing it, but I love the way that he sang it at a lower. See, I don't know anything about vocals, so I don't want to. The way that he sung it at the show, I loved it. And I would be very happy to see him. I would demand to see it on the next tour like that. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, just to hear it live would be really cool. I've never
Yeah.
heard it live, so.
I thought I would never see those songs live ever again, from these days. I didn't think we'd ever see the Saint Love song or These Days or, some of those other ones on there. And we got to see him sing This Ain't a Love Song.
Right.
So I hope that'll kind of be, if they do a tour again, hopefully that'll be kind of a little boost to play it, because I thought he sounded phenomenal on it. I really did. And then I think after the solo, he starts to leave, and he's watching from one of the tiers of the stage. And I think eventually he goes all the way up, and just kind of you can still see him looking down and watching them finish the song. And I think David stayed on the stage, if I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But otherwise, were your any other thoughts you have on it on the performance in general?
No, other than I'm jealous, you know.
I know.
Why can't we be in Nashville when they're there, you know?
I know. Do we got plan another trip or something?
Oh my gosh, I know. No doubt. I
Yeah.
kept hoping David would do like a show like they did in New Jersey at the Stone Pony, just a David Bryan and friends, and do it
Oh
at JBJ's. I mean, dude, that'd be
yeah. I
awesome,
know.
you know?
Do a runaway trip at JBJ's.
Oh yeah, even better.
Just saying. And then one other thing I wanted to point out too, that David Bergman, who was the band's tour
Oh
photographer.
yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, tour photographer from 2010 to 2018. He
Yep.
was there, and
I saw
obviously
that.
he's kind of been, here and there with them, because he tours with Luke Combs now. But he helped the band at the Rock Hall induction. And then he's kind of photographed, a thing here, a thing there. And David Bergman is just awesome. He's an incredible photographer, especially with the band. So he was there taking photos. So it makes you wonder, are they up to something,
Man, I hate to get my hopes up because I'm still a little frustrated that we don't have any pictures from the Rock Hall. I mean, the induction. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many people would buy those things? Well, besides Jerry. But really, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember David would sell the prints on his website, and I would, dude, I'd so love to have one from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, and we never got them.
I know.
So.
Be a huge, especially the photo that I just, thankfully I got that at the Rock Hall, but
That's so cool, man. I'm glad you got that. I know
yeah,
it's a treat for you.
but joking aside here, that band, that photo demonstrates so much of the band, because 1984 to 2018 being inducted, the very, obviously we didn't know it at the time, but the very last time that we'd see the original lineup, the original five guys in that photo,
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It could very well be the last time we'll ever see Richie with the, who knows?
Could be.
And so, for you and me and so many other fans, that photo is monumental to us.
It really is.
That photo, and just I wish, Bon Jovi and Bergman would just for a weekend just put out all the photos that you've ever done. And so many fans would order photos from all the tour, the Because We Can tour, this house, the 2010, 2011, and the
Know
Rock.
something? I just thought about Jerry. I haven't thought about it before, honestly, but I wonder if the website. They're doing the backstage, the backstage with John Bon Jovi, or no, this is backstage with Bon Jovi. I wonder if at some point they're planning on putting those on the website for sale. So.
Yeah. That would be cool, because they did the, I know, like when they first started the site, there was a 2010 Atlanta photo of John on the
Yep,
stage.
you're right. Yep, from David.
So maybe, because when they cover this house, they're going to have to put up some rock hall induction moments
Yeah, got
and
you.
just put that photo for sale for us. I'd even buy a signed print. If that's motivation enough, I would buy a signed print of it,
Me too. Me
So,
too.
but let's get back to the JBJs. So the last thing I thought this was really fucking cool was you saw John and David behind a bar just giving drinks
Yep.
to
Dude,
everybody.
how cool would that be?
Yeah,
Yeah.
John's just going back and drink, and then David's like filling people's cups and just grabbing them this. And I don't think anybody's paying or anything. And they're just, it's so funny. And, I just thought that was pretty cool. Can you imagine going to the bar and not only seeing John, David, and Hugh perform, but also seeing them behind the bar
Oh, I
giving
can't.
drinks and stuff? Oh, I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't leave. And here's the question: would you tip?
Oh, man. Do
It's a
I
joke.
have to answer that
But
online?
is there anything else that you wanted to say about any of the news that we've kind of talked about?
No, other than I thought it was really cool that not only did they perform at the show, but then they handed out drinks behind the bar. And it was kind of a joke, like the two coolest bartenders in Nashville. So I thought that was really awesome. I thought it was good for the band, good for the bar. Can't wait to go back, Gary.
All right, buddy. Stay on. I'm gonna end the recording, but thank you for taking the time to come on out of your busy day. I know how busy you of a guy you are, so I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in the next podcast.
Sounds good.
All right, see you, buddy.